So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, and I'm thrilled today to be speaking with Francesca Gordon-Smith of Positive Voice. Hi there.
Hello.
Now, you just shared with me before we started this recording your niche service, which I've never heard of anyone done anything quite like this, and I'm thrilled about this because it's, to me, it seems to have come about at just the right time, where you help people not only find their voice, but also communicate and broadcast and share their voice. Would that be right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And would this be, this is in specifically in with the spoken word, yeah?
Yes.
So what sort of people do you work with?
I work with primary school children.
Okay.
I work with actors.
Okay.
I work with people who are preparing for wedding speeches and also business people. It's really interesting because my business has evolved. It started literally as me teaching people who wanted to improve their English language skills, so people who are learning English as a foreign language. But now what I do is much more advanced. So I work with people to find the confidence to communicate with in a different language, in the language of English. And also I help, so for instance, actors who perhaps they're children and they think they're confident, but deep down there's something that's holding them back from being really incredible. And so I do all the inner work and also the practical work to help them to stand out and to shine, to be really, really good.
So you just mentioned a phrase then, inner work. What does that mean?
So it's not just what you think, it's also what you feel. There's a real alignment between our thoughts, our emotions, and our physiology. And just from looking at someone standing up and speaking, if one of those things is out, I can tell that there's something that needs to be done. So someone might stand up and appear incredibly confident, but they might be a little bit awkward with their hands, or their voice might waver a tiny bit, even though their body is very confident and strong.
And that's a classic, isn't it? People doing that, but maybe, I know it's a classic body language cue of someone holding their throat. Do you see that?
All these things, yeah. All these things. And even this morning I was teaching someone English, but really I'm helping her to become more confident so that she can get a job in England. And that's really what I do. It's always a practical skill with something deeper underneath. And people come to me because they know that's what I do. And they know that I'm not just teaching them English. I'm not just teaching them public speaking. I'm helping them to improve themselves in every way. And as I spoke to her, I noticed throughout the morning that she had a little rash on her throat, and it was kind of moving around to different spots. And then by the time I left, it had completely gone.
Wow, isn't that amazing how we manifest these things and you can make it go? So in my book, then, you're a healer.
I guess so.
Great. And what I like about what you do, then, it's very grounded and very real, and it's a nice tangible outcome. So you could work with someone, for example, I work a lot with authors, and authors that come to me with writer's block, in every single case, it's a life block. And what we do is we clear the life block and then the writer's block disappears. But you've just given me a bit of a light bulb moment, because a lot of these authors gravitate to writing because they don't have to get up and speak. They can speak through their books, right? They can speak through the written word. And when it comes to the author interview or getting up on stage and talking about their work, they can be very, very fearful. So I might have a nice stream of clients to route your way.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It'd be lovely to be able to help them.
Fantastic. Oh, listen, I'm thrilled. Now I know, because we only just met. We haven't actually met physically. We only met virtually. And I have to say that I love these happenstances and how we have met. So now we've met, and now I understand what you do. I'll be keeping my ear to the ground. And I know exactly the sort of people that you can help. And I'm thrilled to have met you. And I'm thrilled at what you do, because I know it's really, really important work at this time.
I agree. Absolutely. I think that if we can just help one person to change the way that they behave, they act like a beacon leading by example. And then all the people around them have access to this new way of being. And this is how it begins. And it's like this that we can change the way the world communicates, and that's how we start everything, isn't it? From one small place, one small person.
Being nicely infectious, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Great. Well, listen, this I know this work you're doing is very special. I know it's important, and I know it's really timely. So well done. Thanks for taking the time today to speak to me, and look forward to the next of what I hope is going to be many, many conversations.
Thank you, Tom.